you so much. I gave a talk earlier this week at, man, I should have let the guys just hang out and chill. This is gonna be a long story. So I gave a talk at Calvin College in Michigan, and I didn't really, because we were in the van playing shows every night, I didn't really get a chance to think about what the talk I was gonna give was gonna be about until we were driving up there on the day of the talk. And then I thought, well, okay, make some notes for the thing, right? And so, and what I decided, you know, it's like when you're trying to think of loosely, what are you gonna speak about? You know, it's like a very open thing. But then when you're during interview season, when a new album is coming out, there's a question interviewers like to ask. I know they like to ask it because they all ask it. And the thing is, I don't like to complain about anything interviewers ask me, because what kind of overprivileged piece of shit is complaining about, oh, somebody wants to ask me about the work that I write and I'm complaining about it. Oh, go fuck yourself, right? So, but there is an interesting thing that they all say, and this is the exact phrasing they use.
You're not wearing shoes.
I know that I'm not. Why would you? You're interrupting me. Don't interrupt. So the thing they always ask is, tell me about your creative process. I don't understand this question. That's the first thing I say to them. Is I don't understand this question. Do you mean like, where in the house am I when it goes down, right? Or do you mean, you know, I don't understand the question. I think it's actually a by time question. I think it's like basically, you know, what's your astrological sign, you know? So, but I thought about this in the van, and I thought, you know, well, actually, most songs or stories can probably be traced through like a very long, like doing a geological dig where you could, you know, find, well, when I was 5, I thought dragons were cool, you know? So then when I was 24, I was sitting there, I was playing some cool chords, and I didn't have any good ideas about what else to sing about, so I said, dragon, dragon, something, dragon. And that's how my song, How I Became a Dragon, got written, right? So in the case of this song, I was going out to Omaha, Nebraska to record The Coroner's Gambit with Simon Joyner. And I lived in Colo, Iowa at the time, which is an extraordinarily small town, and we were really, really poor. So I didn't have a car I could drive to Omaha, because our car would have broke. And obviously you don't fly from Ames to Omaha, that would be ridiculous, right? So I took a Greyhound bus, right? And the Greyhound to Omaha from Ames, you would think it only takes 2.5 hours, but it takes your entire life. Right? And when you get there, you are a changed person, and in my case, I was a changed person insofar as I had gotten some sort of incredible virus on the bus. And half of the sessions had to be scrapped because I couldn't raise my voice above a whisper the entire time. But I put the experience in my pocket, and 2 years later, when it came time to write See America Right, I knew that there's a place that people in a certain kind of mood can go. And it's called the Greyhound Bus.